In 1991, Prime Minister Narasimha Rao, initiating economic liberalization in India, geared the country away from decades-long socialist ideals to the capitalist embrace. Interestingly, this was exactly the time when the USSR had been disintegrated in the wake of its failed war in Afghanistan. Now, around 35 years later, India stands on another verge. Will it keep snuggled in the US/capitalist embrace, or is it time for another goodbye? When in the socialist camp, India made good benefit of the Soviet-Afghan war. It got a presence in Afghanistan under the Soviet umbrella, where from it provided training, funding and in-out passage to Baloch separatist groups, with the aim of destabilizing Pakistan and weakening its position in the region. The second time, when the US invaded Afghanistan, India was there again, with dozens of consulates at the Pak-Afghan border regions, again backing terror outfits that kept wreaking havoc in the country for over a decade. In both cases, India thought it was on the winning side, but twice it was proven wrong. The constant guerrilla warfare of the ragtag Mujahideen and Pakistan's support for them forced the global powers to shamefully retreat, and every time India, losing the plot, had to flee too. India wished to partake in the spoils of war, entrench itself in the Afghan future, get an inroad to Central Asia, and via this long cut, get a shortcut to regional hegemony. But unfortunately for India, it was in the wrong boat, each time. Both times it should have learnt the lesson that sheer hegemony and imperial lust cannot secure one a victory over a human population, but it did not. Anyways, even after India left the socialist camp, Russia always wanted to woo it back into its sphere. In the late 1990s, Russian Prime Minister Yevgeny Primakov presented a doctrine referred to as the Russia-India-China, RIC, doctrine, advocating closer cooperation between the three countries to foster a multipolar world order. But India was too old to lend an ear to such regional integration. What India had in mind was not integration but to become the next China, the next regional power, getting ahead of all other regional entities. So, India went on closer to the US, signing strategic pacts for bases sharing, communication and info sharing, weapons deals and more. India even joined Quad in 2007, a partnership specifically made to counter China. In all this wooing with the US, India got more of a narrative, and less of anything substantial. The US did not shift its industries from China to India. Reportedly, manufactured goods currently account for a mere 2% of India's exports. Regarding its defense architecture, reputed Indian analyst Pravin Sawhney has stated in recent days that India has focused on building an army for conventional war, which may not occur in future conflict scenarios. On the other hand, India lacks true innovation and R&D and has no real cyber or space preparedness.